And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So for the next 20 minutes, we'll go over some ideas or strategies to improve your current investments and to enhance your present or future retirement income. Now today we're going to focus on our older clients, those 75 plus, working your way into your 80s, either there now or plan to be soon, and safe haven strategies for your investments now that you're in your fourth quarter of life at age 75 to 100 bracket. Perhaps a lot of miles behind you, a lot of track laid down, yet the investment journey still has a ways to go yet. The investment train still runs, and we're in no rush to get off. Now for those under 75, you can still listen in. For someday, hopefully, this will be you, or maybe someone in your family is in that golden age bracket right now, and you can help them with their financial goals, which could eventually become yours. For all investors, no matter what age, the first few keys you want to set up and establish is the timeline, both your life timeline to the best of your ability, but more importantly, the timeline of the investments. I want growth now, probably for everybody 70 and under, income later, mid-70s and up. And if it is income now, how much and when? Do I want monthly income, yearly? Some of it will be taxable, some less tax, some tax-free. Do I want more now and less later? They're pretty even all the way through. And of course, what to do with the remaining funds when, well, you're no longer around, but your investments still are. Who should get your investments when you're done? And maybe just as important, who should not? Government? Taxes? Probate? Maybe your greedy kids or other family have been taking courses in coffin designs and using your name as a logo to practice on. Maybe you want to cut them out. With the right seg funds and estate planning, you get to choose who to cut in and who to cut out when you finally step away. So timeline and purpose of the investment, along with your age, are initial steps in setting up your investment plan. Risk tolerance, and that doesn't mean high-risk stocks or funds, just what fluctuations you're okay with, like life itself. How you manage stress, small or big, including financial stress. Do you watch and worry, or just kind of go with your day? You make your lunch, you go to work, or go for a walk. Also important is the amount of money invested. The more money, the more options, or your own knowledge and comfort level. For the more you know, the more comfortable you are, the better choices you have and will make. But the one most basic, the important step to start off with to ensure the longevity of your investments, to get the most enhancement, to prevent you from guessing or missing, is cash. Cash on hand. Cash flow, current income streams, for cash is king. And without enough cash for your investments, your investment castle could erode, disrupting your plans. Cash, income, it's from there we set up a plan. Whether we do fixed income or open or closed seg funds or principal protected notes, market linked, low volatility funds, medium balance or growth funds, alternative funds, annuities, money for life, how each complement each other. But you need sufficient cash flow or income to begin with. And then the investments follow. So let's set up a defensive portfolio today. Again, someone just either side of 80, and set that up with today's current markets to carry them, well, into their 90s. And we'll do that right after this break.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So a defensive portfolio, nothing too elaborate, very simple, very solid. But we still have to expect some returns, because retirement life is not that cheap. You still got to eat, have heat, drive somewhere, and then return home. So today's case will be a very recent client of mine, Margaret, a very active and healthy 82-year-old who came on board in January. An avid Seaside listener who had been listening to these shows for some time and apparently liked what she'd heard. Now, Margaret's husband had passed away a few years ago, just prior to the initial COVID outbreak, which is now over 3 years ago. Margaret eventually sold the family home last summer during the peak of the selling season, did very well. COVID and inflation, easy money and low rates did benefit those looking to sell rental or personal homes in 2022. Now, Margaret moved to a new apartment prior to Christmas. She has her former spouse's pension. She has her CPP and OAS, a small RIF of her own. And now she sits on a little over $460,000 net proceeds from her house sale, sitting in her savings account thinking there's probably better ways to utilize this latest and largest wealth surplus. But I can't afford to lose any. But being healthy, Margaret plans on being around for yet another decade, maybe more. So with Margaret's permission, let's share how we set up her $460,000, but the first thing we wanted to know, does her present income, is it sufficient to pay the present bills, the food, the shelter, the new rent, the automobile lease payments? With her present income, very close. The new rent by herself, just over $2,000 a month. Now, she's not exactly sure, like anybody, how long she's going to live, but she did not want to outlive her money. I want to leave whatever was left over to her two children, son and a daughter, Robert and Linda, both being close to 60. So with that $460,000, the first thing, the incomes were fine, her checking and savings accounts, they were fine. We'd all love more. But for 82-year-old Margaret, we look to set aside at least, with everybody, 10% of that amount in immediate cash. We took an even number, $60,000. A combination of cash at her own bank, so she could load up her ATM machines and online banking. She kept half there, placed the other half of the cash, $30,000, in what's called a daily interest investment account. It currently pays around 3%. It varies, of course, but currently 3%. Not too bad. Daily interest that Margaret can draw upon if needed, anytime, takes about 24 hours to put back in her bank account. Besides not being a bad rate, daily interest investment accounts, if they're held with a life insurance company, as this $30,000 was, instantly bypasses probate. You don't need to make it a joint account. She named her two kids, again Robert and Linda, as beneficiaries. Now Margaret's checking and savings account at the bank would not bypass probate if and when something would happen. So Linda was going to go on as a joint account holder. Due to their nature, everything held at insurance companies, whether it's investments such as segregated funds or good old-fashioned cash accounts, is life insured and bypasses probate. Not a big deal maybe for someone 52, big deal at age 82. So now with $400,000 left over, we set up our three-part investment plan for our golden girl. 40%, $160,000 we placed in GICs. Now at the bank, guaranteed investment certificates, that's what they're called, GICs. Insurance companies are called guaranteed insurance certificates. Same thing, $100,000 principal protected, fixed rates of returns from 1 to 5 years, ranging from 4.8 to 4.2 annually. The shorter the term, the higher the rate, as the rates most likely are expected to drop after this year. Inflation appears to have peaked, thus rate increases are on pause for now. Still not over. We'll see if those rapid rate hikes are enough to lower inflation. For investors last summer, who may have seen their open funds dip in June and again in September, watching online too much, panic selling. The wise choice was to wait. The markets move about 6 months in advance of the economy. So in June, the market dips. The GIC rates were still just starting to rise. They were 0.0 in May. By about July, they were 3%. Wait a few months. There'd be more rate increases. The open markets adjust. There was some stability in the final quarter of 2022. Wait, because going into the new year, January often is one of the best months in the market. It had a really nice rebound this year. Most gains, most funds have gained about 6% or better since mid-summer. So by about March, the markets could be fully recovered, rates will peak, so it could be a good opportune time to lock in some of those gains over the past few years, or renew old GICs now or soon. Because often in February during RSP season, finance companies will offer their best rate. Anyway, GICs. Good idea for seniors now that the rates are somewhat attractive. Not so much for younger clients, perhaps those 70 and under. GIC rates. The rates, even if they're close to 5%, still don't keep up to inflation. As the year goes by, your actual money value is less every year. When inflation was running at 2% the past few years, GICs were 0.0. 40 years ago, GICs were 19%. Inflation was 20. GICs are totally dependent on rates, hardly ever matching inflation, let alone surpassing it. But GICs provide stability. So younger investors under 70 trying to build wealth, GICs won't do it. It's like working for $6 an hour and everything else costs $7. But for golden seniors, while inflation is still prevalent, returns are not as important as the return of capital, keeping what you have at this point. And provided the returns are somewhat okay, at 4.5% average, that's not too bad at all. So with $160,000 in GICs for Margaret, not looking to make big money, but to protect her capital, we divided that over 5 years, $32,000 each in years 1 through 5. Even though the first year had the higher rate at 4.8, the goal was consistent returns. $32,000 plus would come back to her every year, ranging from 33.5 to 38.7 by year 5. So Margaret opted to split that even more. I'll do $80,000 right now, 5 sets of 16, and by June, I'll do another 5 sets of 16. The rates may be a bit lower in June, maybe the same. But whatever slight difference it might be, maybe 4.6 instead of 4.8, that would make a total of maybe $100 for the whole year. More important to her, having her money come back twice a year as opposed to just once. We would place $88,000 of this first $160,000 in tax-free. As surprisingly, Margaret did not have any tax-free account already. Often banks will promote that. Simply open up a tax-free savings. Deposit $200 and it never grows. It's kind of a waste of a tax-free space, but someone at the bank had hit their monthly sales quota and you were part of it. So we placed $88,000 here in our higher rate GICs. As interest-bearing accounts, such as GICs, the returns are fully taxable. Now, when they were making 0.0 in the past, no need to put them in tax-free or have them at all. But now they're paying 4.5% or more, that range it's worthy, tax-free. As a couple, if they were a couple, they could have placed 176, not 88. Now each year, starting next year, as those tax-free $16,000 GICs come due, Margo will take out what she wants, we can replace that, plus add a new tax-free. Well, the longer she lives, the more money she'll have, the less tax she'll pay. After $160,000 in GICs, the next 40%, the $160,000 we placed in the guaranteed market-linked advantage, with terms of 2 to 5 years, $40,000 in each one. Again, staggering the terms, like a GIC, only they invest now in the markets. Where the end returns are not fixed like a GIC, could range as high as 10% annually, most likely, most probably in the 6% or so range. And again, we decided to split that. $80,000 now, 4 sets of 20, and come this summer, July or August, do it again. The plan was to stagger all of these, so Margaret would know exactly when and how much money would come back. Groups of 16s and 20 plus would come due, 4 times a year. An overall total package of $320,000, GICs averaging around 4.5, and Market Link most likely in the 5 to 6 range, none of it. $320,000, ever less than what she started with. The third part, 20%, 40,000 Margaret placed in low volatile seg funds, which consisted of three funds, the Canadian and the U.S. low volatility ETF, and the third, a high income fund. Okay, fancy names. Three seg funds, open money that she had access to. But with plenty of cash on hand and those other set amounts coming back to her every year, several times a year, never less, always more, increasing her tax-free income every year, these three funds, the low volatility funds, suited her just fine. Now, how have these three funds performed? We take last year, 2022, when everything was down, well down in 2022, and everything went in sort of a temporary reverse, especially the American funds last year. Well, this low volatility American U.S. fund, which is primarily targeted for those 75 and over, lower risk type investors, this American value fund was up 5.2% last year. Not down, but up. Very few funds were. And this was not oil and gas, but a low risk consumer good type fund, a value fund. Even during rate hikes and or recession, you still get to eat this fund for the past 3 years, 7.1% annual return. No matter what age, that's a good return. The Canadian fund just missed in 2022, down 2.9%, above average for most. In the past 3 years, 4.78. And the high income fund, almost par, down 1.44. The past 3 years, 4.74%. So these funds are relatively new, but they're designed for that aging, low-risk investor. And despite all the downturns, very reasonable returns hitting upward as the market recovery is now in session. So this 40,000 is mentioned. Margaret can redeem it any time, but she can wait. Take profits when they're there, leave it, as her cash flow, her income streams are more than enough to carry her through. Her $400,000 invested, plus her $30,000 in daily interest cash, all set up her two children as beneficiaries who can continue with these investments should Margaret leave too soon, or cash them in for themselves and reinvest for themselves elsewhere. That's their choice. And for Margaret, her choice was simple and solid. Okay, we'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So I trust you get most of that. Margaret's plan was pretty solid, yet simple. 40% in GICs, the guaranteed insurance certificates, staggering the terms over 5 years, maximizing your tax-free. 40% market-link funds, principal protected, terms of 2 to 5 years, and 20% in low volatility ETF seg funds. Access whenever, probably will hold it there the longest. And of course, 30,000 in daily interest investment cash, immediate access, 3% rate, which right now would be probably the lowest of any of the money invested. Not bad for an 82-year-old. Her two children, Robert and Linda. Robert kind of looked after his mom's financial affairs. Robert had done well in the medical field, so money was not a concern for him. He wanted his sister to be the joint holder on mom's bank account, just in case. And for Linda, she had the larger family, some financial issues, so they agreed that Linda would receive 75%, and Robert was happy with 25%, but neither really wanting any of it or expecting anything, just wanting their mother to enjoy a decade and much more of stress-free retirement income. But when the time comes, her financial affairs were already in place. No excessive lawyer fees or probate bills or waiting months for answers from the bank. Solid and simple. For Margaret, this investment train ride will take her home. We thank you for listening in this morning. We trust you learned something, gained some knowledge that will help you. For the more knowledge, the more confidence, the better investment choices you can make. We'll play the show again in a few weeks. It'll be on my website soon. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.